On Saturday, members of the VFW, American Legion, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts will join local citizens at 6:30 in the morning to place flags on the graves of veterans at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery, as they do every year. Short ceremony at 8 a.m. after the flag placement. Memorial Day, the American Legion Post 6 will host a memorial service and an open house for Memorial Day proper. Joining us now to talk about Memorial Day events from the American Legion, Lee Hevland. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
So I think I covered most of the details of what's going on Saturday, but for people who haven't been to that flag placement ceremony, what does it entail?
Well, we've been doing that, well, probably 30 years now through the VFW, and it's been a delight for us. It gives us a chance to put some color on the tombstones. We gather early in the morning, and we used to have many veterans doing that, at about 6:30. And we walk slowly amongst the graves, searching for graves that are identified as being of a veteran. Of course, the VA marks them if you have a tombstone for the VA. Mm. And sometimes we find they aren't not marked. But we have procedure to help any family that has a grave like that. If they let us know by coming on down there, we'll give them the flag and place it with them for them.
Is that open to everyone?
Open for everybody. We don't charge for flags. They're there. And we decorate the cemetery and make it bright.
How many flags generally get placed about?
Well, there's over 400.
Wow.
Well over 400. We never really count. We never run out of flags.
Yeah. All right. Speaking with Lee Hevland of the American Legion, the flag placement is at 6:30. There's going to be a ceremony at 8 a.m. afterwards. And what does that entail?
Well, what we do with the ceremony, people don't always understand Memorial Day versus Veterans Day and other holidays. Memorial Day is to remember the dead. Veterans Day is remembering the living. Now, when we decorate the graves, we talk about people who died in action, which is the big focus, is the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines who died on active duty. But by decorating the graves of all veterans that are there, that's a tribute to those who are not there. Because many times the graves are overseas. Mm-hmm. They're in Manila, they're in the Ardennes, they're in Normandy, they're all over. And millions of people have served.
And people who fought and survived the wars, they gave as well.
They gave as well, and you'll find many times that they'll continue to serve. Mm-hmm. We have some veterans that get involved, and we have some veterans who don't get involved, but we look after all of them. And we find that sometimes it takes them a while to say, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. In my case, I got involved because it was my turn. I had retired from the military, and Memorial Day was around, and people said, what are you doing for Memorial Day? I said, well, I don't know. So I started checking around, got involved with the VFW, and later on with American Legion. So we find veterans who are willing to step up and do things locally to continue the programs, make sure our returning veterans are taken care of, making sure that the government still remembers us. Because if you remember 9/11, you can see flags on many cars and many houses. Tell me how many you see today. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the war seems quieter and people forget. But the bear is out there still. You know, there's danger in the woods. Mm-hmm. So we always have to be recognizing that and appreciate the sacrifices of those who leave here on our behalf to serve and protect us.
Speaking with Lee Hevland, American Legion. Again, flag placement ceremony Saturday morning at 6:30 at Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. Memorial Day proper, everyone's invited to the American Legion Post 6 just off Legion Road in Chapel Hill. Memorial service at 11 a.m. and then an open house at 12:30, right?
Right, and also we'll repeat Saturday morning's 8 a.m. service on Monday to take care of the out-of-towners who are not here yet. Some people are coming to Chapel Hill from out of town and they want to visit the graves of their family. And so they'll probably show up on Monday morning, and they'll see us there. We'll have an 8 a.m. ceremony, last about a half hour. And, of course, we'll have some flags there just in case someone says, what about my dad?
What do people need to know about the open house?
The open house is interesting. We try to make it a little different. So what we do, we ask our members to bring in some memorabilia. And sometimes we'll hear from local people saying, my dad served. He's not a member, but he has some things he'd like to display. So we give him a table. We got some Chapel Hill High School students who are working on a Facebook project. They'll be there also. And we'll have some of our old stuff. And we'll have some utility vehicles, a deuce and a half, a couple of Jeeps maybe will be there. One of our local veterans brought in an antique car. So we'll have that kind of stuff. And then we'll have a memorial service at the Legion, remembering the veterans who we've lost in the last year, thinking about the future, sharing stories, and dedicating a wreath to everyone's memory. And then the village band was going to be there. And at 12:30, boy, they start getting noisy. And I remember the last year they had a lady 90-plus years old on the drum.
Wow.
Yeah, we love it. And then, of course, Boy Scout Troop 835 will be there. We arrange the hot dogs and stuff. And they do the manual labor. Sometimes they'll bring in a Vietnam-era kitchen and set it up. Hot dogs are provided at no cost.
The 90-year-old drummer gives me hope for myself.
Let me tell you, watching her do it, she's got a big, you know, bass drum, and she's up there and that van is open up to other people in the community. All they got to do is say, hey, I'm interested in the village van, and I'm sure they recruit them just like we would.
All right. Again, American Legion Post 6, the ceremony at 8 in the morning at the cemetery and then back at the Legion Post for another memorial at 11 in the open house after that. Have to ask, since I have you here, obviously the American Legion site has been a subject of some debate, and come park or high housing, the American Legion is going to be moving somewhere when all of this is said and done. So as far as moving plans are concerned for you, how is that going?
Well, we haven't got too far into that for what we're doing. We have, of course, a contract. And so to us, the post is essentially gone. And that'll work itself out. And once we have the next stage, then our veterans will get together. They're now working on different things to look towards the future. So we're looking at the younger veterans. Where are they? Who are they? What do they want? So our the new building will have facilities for families, which is, you know, before it was, is there beer there? Now is there child care there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a gym. So we're looking for a new facility, state-of-the-art, and put whatever we receive for the building back into the veterans programs. So that's what we're here for, is to take care of today's veterans. So essentially all the young veterans here now at UNC, many of them will stay in Chapel Hill. Many will come out of the woodwork who were not active at some point. And so the American Legion becomes their home. I won't be here forever. And my counterparts, will you age out? New people come in. But we've been here since 28 August 1919.
Wow.
We were one of the very first American Legion posts. They built the first post on Rosemary Street. It was a log cabin. And we've learned that the logs were cut by the members from the surrounding area, which was Columbia, you know, that area, Rosemary Street, Columbia, took down the trees, made them into a log cabin. And that post lasted us to about 1955. And then they decided, let's get out of town into some rural area where no one will ever be on our way. We can be as loud as we want. And there might have been a dairy cow walking around quietly, but our post was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
A lot of the dirt that came there came from Performance Chevrolet when they built that new facility over there, and they were grading. So we smoothed out a little area and expanded our building. But today, that building doesn't meet today's needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any family. What's right for us today? We grow out of it, and our needs of our family changes, and we want to be there for them.
Mm.
And we encourage any veteran or friends of veterans to say, hey, why don't I participate in some veterans activity? Doesn't have to be the American Legion, doesn't be the VFW. Just get involved somewhere, somehow, to give back to your community and do it in the name of the people that you know you left behind that will never get home.
Well, we're speaking with Lee Heveland of the American Legion, and people who are listening out there who may be veterans, know veterans, who just want to get involved, how can they get involved with the Legion?
Just contact the post. You can go to Chapel Hill Post number 6. It says chapelhillpost6.com. Go to the website. There's a section on how to join. There's a number for the adjutant. They can call us, email us, watch us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. Let us know. We've got 15 members in the last 2 months who just say, hey, I'm ready to get busy. What can I do?
The Legion does a lot of amazing work in our community. So thank you very much for all that you do and for all that the Legion does in the VFW. VFW American Legion Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts coming together at 6:30 Saturday morning for the flag placement ceremony. 8 a.m. on Saturday, a ceremony at the cemetery. 8 a.m. on Monday, a ceremony at the cemetery. Open house at 11 a.m. On Memorial Day Monday at the American Legion Post 6. You are invited to all of it. Lee Hevlin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.